Thank you, brother. I'm going to ask Brother Tim to lead us in a word of prayer.
Well, Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you once again, Lord, how our hearts are filled, Lord, and how, Lord, we are anticipating, Lord, your presence.
Lord, I pray.
Lord, we know, Lord, we've tasted of the things to come, and Lord, tasted of heavenly things, and Lord, we want more. Lord, we desire more of your presence, more of your word, Lord. We want what you have for us.
Lord,
humble us, Lord, that you may break our hearts and come upon us, Lord, in a great way.
Amen.
And Lord, help us to break our hearts. Help us to humble ourselves, Lord. And Lord, just work in us in a great and mighty way.
Lord, bless you.
Lord, forgive us, Lord, we fail you.
Amen.
Lord,
oh, Heavenly Father.
Lord, we're earthbound creatures in this flesh, Lord. Lord, how we like to, Lord, how we like to rise to meet you.
Lord, we just pray.
We know that thou art God
help
above, and thou art holy and all.
Come
Lord, we take those things.
Yes.
Lord, we just ask now that you would enable us. That's the one that's
Amen. Lord, bless you. Amen. Lord,
make him as another man.
Amen.
Adam and stone, Lord, that he might preach to us, Lord, the things that you would have for us, Lord.
Amen.
Again, Lord, let him hide behind the cross.
Amen.
Lord, let him proclaim Jesus Christ crucified and nothing else for the salvation of the Lord. Thank you again for this great salvation, Lord, and help us, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Bless. Well, great everyone tonight. Once again, we're glad to be here. Thankful for the meeting all week. I think the Lord's been with us, but maybe not the way we like. We need Him to deal with us. You know, all these things we've been singing about tonight, they're all in the hands of God. Isn't that right? And you and I tonight, we're in God's hands, and God's going to deal with us in some way, some fashion. Listen, and I'm telling you what, God's got some good things that He wants to bestow on people. We've been singing about them. Beulah Land, You Don't Have Fields, some of those other songs, I'll Fly Away. But I'm going to tell you what, my friend, it's going to have to be in God's will, not just your will. You're going to have to move up a little bit higher if you want to receive the blessings of God. We're going to have to turn from some things. We want God to bless us. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm telling you, my friend, that God has done great things down here and terrible things. That's right.
Yep. Amen.
He has. Boy, He's made His name known in the earth before, and He's going to do it again.
Yeah. They don't know Him now.
That's right. They're fixing to learn about judgment.
Amen, brother.
You and I are here tonight to find out more about that. Isn't that right?
Yes,
I hope we've come to hear something besides tinkling cymbals, doctor sounding brass. I tell you what, though, God's going to give us what we deserve.
Amen.
Oh, I know. Repentance toward God and faith in Jesus Christ will get you some things you really don't deserve. But you ain't going to get those things unless you repent. And then God's ordained that you deserve it.
That's right.
He's willing that all would come to repentance. He's not willing that any perish.
That's good.
God is for you tonight. In that fashion. But He's against you in Adam. Yeah. He's now unto them who's of a humble heart and a contrite spirit. He said, I won't despise them. But he's against the proud. God hates the proud. And so tonight we're testifying and singing and glorifying the work of God. You know, you can't talk about the positive without talking about the negative, don't you? I mean, you know, heaven's not all there is to know about God. Of course, heaven's part of God. And God's in heaven. And where are we at, you know? Well, listen, we're down here in the lowland of sin. We're subject to things down here that take hold of our lives and carry us in directions that we don't have any control over unless God intervenes and God moves and God provides us with some better things. And, you know, if God don't move, boy, there's just one outcome of it all. We're going to be destroyed by sin. Boy, if we can find a place where God would intervene and where God would take hold of us and lift us up from the dunghill and set us up on high. Boy, we'll have some blessings. There'll be some power for us. Listen, I'm afraid, you know, it's kind of like it's been being preached all week. We've let things slip. And, you know, we need to turn back to God. We need to quit smoothing things over.
There you go.
That's right, we do. Isaiah chapter 2. You know, we've been singing about Beulah Land and things, things that God's prepared. Well, I'll tell you what, my friend, it's a glorious thing that God has prepared those things. And I believe those things are there waiting in eternity. I believe they're just as real as this room here tonight. Just as real as this. And that's right. If God's prepared those things for you, you can receive them. But now listen to this. Whose covenant is this? You know, we ought to remind ourselves of that more. I mean, we're walking in some things that really belongs to somebody else. And listen, my friend, we're enjoying some blessings that God would have given to somebody else. But you know what happened? They weren't worthy. Now, if we get that kind of attitude, how's God going to respond to us? That's right. He's not a respecter of men's persons. Who are we? What are we? We're nothing without Him. God made us. God's given us some great and precious promises. A lot of people like to skip over everything else and just jump right into heaven. I'm afraid it's not like that. You know, there's some ground we got to cover between here and there. Listen, there's some patience. And there's some enduring, my friend. That's got to be endured for God's people. And even for those who seek the Lord. Yeah. You know. Well, give me Satan about 5 minutes. It don't work that way. If you think that's how it works, you've come to the wrong place. And I'll tell you what, everybody that makes a little profession, that don't mean they're saved. Listen, we're looking for some fruits. Listen, God said that there'd be fruits there.
Yes.
Listen, I'm not expecting people to be perfect, but I am expecting some fruits. Something coming out of this that don't last just a little while and all of a sudden it's over.
Without roots.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
Listen, I guess I better get started. I'll never get done. So the word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm glad. I know I'm just kidding. I'm glad he saw something better than what we're seeing today. Isn't that right? Listen, I don't see a glorious place over there in Jerusalem today. Do you? Listen, if that's the city I'm looking for, I don't even want to go there. No, I'm looking for something better. And God's got some better things, my friend, that's coming on this world. And He's going to bring some things down here for those that trust Him and those that truly turn to them with their whole heart. And listen, my friend, He's going to preserve and keep it. Is that right? Yeah. He's going to preserve and keep it. Listen, it's going to have to be real. Real. And of course, let me just go on here. It says, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and He will teach us His ways. Listen, most people don't want to know nothing about God. Boy, we need to learn more about Him. Yeah, He's a judge of heaven and earth. Is that right? He ordained all things. And listen, everybody's going to give account to God one of these days. Everybody is. See? You know, it's not just like going on a big vacation. That's not what it's going to be like. Heaven ain't going to be like that way. Listen, my friend, there's going to be an order over there, and I'm glad God's promised some new bodies to us. I'm needing one. But listen, He told me to take control of this old man make him subject to some things down here that would please Him in my life. And God wants us to put that rule not just on somebody else, on everybody, on ourselves. See? So this Jerusalem, I mean, it's better than anything you and I have ever seen. It's better than anything we've seen down here yet. And listen, we're looking at for a city. You know, I was going to preach, what are you looking for? Well, a lot of people, they ain't looking for New Jerusalem. They ain't looking for Beulah Land. Listen, they're looking for some things down here in a land that's desolate and full of sin and it's full of depravity. And that's what they're looking for. But listen, if God ever saves you, He calls you out of that stuff. Yeah, He calls you out of that stuff. And He wants to put you on a different path. You know what Abraham did? I was going to go read it. But you know what Abraham did? He went out into a place he'd never been before. Right. And he sojourned there. Yes. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if you ever get saved, that ought to be part of your testimony.
Stranger and pilgrim.
Yeah. God's got me in a different walk. God's put me on a different path.
Yes.
We're not walking the same way the world's walking anymore.
Amen.
See? Now I know we got to have some things to get by down here. God does too. Praise God for that. Yeah. Praise God for that. And God's willing to bless us. But we need to be careful how we use those things. And what we let those things do to us. They can be snares.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
They can be. Okay, yeah. And so it says, shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. And He will teach us His ways, and we will walk in His paths. So are you willing to say that tonight?
Amen. Yes.
Are we willing to say that tonight? Yes. We want to learn more about God's ways so we can walk in His paths.
Amen.
That's what we need to be saying. That's what we need to get on our knees and say that. Is that right? That's what they're going to say over here. We might as well start tonight if that's really where we're going. See? And of course, you know, there's some other things here. You know, it's not just all about entering in the joy of the Lord. You know, there's some other things here. Said in, for out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Boy, we read some things about the Lord Jesus Christ. God's prepared Him a throne over there. He's going to sit on the throne of David.
Really?
By the way,
really? Yeah.
What's happened to David's throne down here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's fallen down. Now, I know the Lord Jesus Christ is the one that was ordained. But look, my friend, they had an everlasting covenant.
Yep.
Is that right? And they had a seed. And if it was up to them, why didn't they keep it? You know, there were some good kings, but there's a lot more bad kings, wasn't there?
Yep.
And what happened to them? Listen, my friend, God cut a lot of them folks off. He wouldn't even let them come in. There were some wicked kings that God didn't let reign but like 2 or 3 years, something less than that. Now listen to what He said. He said, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, and He shall judge among the nations.
There you go.
Everybody just likes to go past judgment.
Yeah.
Boy, judgment's coming.
Amen.
And I tell you what, God is going to judge everything. Now, I know if you're saved, you can get some of that forgiven.
Yes.
Listen, I'm glad we can sing about a pardon.
Yeah.
Love found a pardon for me.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes.
And
yep.
I can't remember what that song we sang the other night. But there's a lot of blessings here. But I'll tell you what, if you're going to find a pardon for it, you got to receive it from God.
Yes.
See? You can't receive it from man. So all these things, you know, they're all in God's hands. They're not in my hands. They're not in your hands. They're in God's hands. They're not in the ABA's hands. They're not in the SBA's hands. Or they're not in anybody else's hands. They're not in the government's hands. Is that right?
No.
They're not in Benjamin Netanyahu's hands. It's not over there in Jerusalem.
No.
Some place. You know what that place is right now. Sodom and Gomorrah. Listen, my friend. There's all kinds of perverted religions over there making merchandise out of those things. God ain't going to have it. God ain't blessing anybody who goes over there to think that they're going to get spiritual by those things or get closer to God. You ain't getting closer to God. None of that stuff. God's rejected it. And one of these days, He's going to cleanse and purge that place before the Lord Jesus Christ sits on His throne there. And it's going to be a holy city. And it's going to have one God and one faith. That's right.
Go in there.
Amen. You don't have to get baptized in Jordan. Right. What we really need is baptized by the Holy Spirit.
Now.
Yeah. Amen. Right. And boy, you get baptized by Him, you'll be going there. You will fly away. Praise God for that. See, He's given us the earnest of the Spirit that we might know we're saved. We might have a little better understanding of what that means too. We got an unction from God. And listen, my friend, that Spirit works with the Word of God. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
And it makes intercession a... for us with groanings that can't be uttered.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? And it makes us accepted in the blood.
Yeah.
See, that's the new birth. But anyway, I wanted to preach on this a little bit. Because, listen, God's going to judge the nations and shall rebuke many people. You know, there's a lot of people, they won't even receive the kind of rebuke we've had down here this week.
Oh, no.
They'll get mad. They'll go away and never come back. We need that kind of rebuke. Praise God.
Yes, sir.
And we don't just need to be rebuked. We need to do something about the rebuke.
Yes.
That's the problem sometimes too, isn't it? We won't turn. Of course, God's not going to have it. Listen, did He have it with Israel?
No.
If He wouldn't have it with Him, He won't have it with us. Now, boy, there's some warnings in here. Now, I see some things here, you know, that I'm fearful about. I'm fearful about some things that may be creeping in on us. We got to be careful. And not because we're mean-spirited. Because we want to do things just and right in God's sight. They'd rather offend God than offend some folks. Yeah!
Yes.
A lot of people rather offend God than some of their kin folks.
Yes.
Tell you what,
yes.
That ain't right.
Yes.
That ain't right. God is offended. He was offended with them. He's going to be offended with us.
Yes.
Isn't that right? Listen, we better be careful how we deal with some of this stuff. And He shall judge many nations and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks, and nations shall not lift up sword against nation. Neither shall they learn war anymore. Boy, I tell you what. What a glorious place. What a glorious place. What a wonder. Have you ever heard of a place like that? I haven't. Not anywhere in this earth. Yeah, tell me where paradise is. It ain't down here.
Amen.
We're in paradise lost.
Amen. Yeah.
Now I'm telling you what, my friend. We're not really ready to receive the blessings of God because we're under the judgment of God.
Amen.
That's right.
In our nation.
You tell me different. Listen, we got wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes in diverse places, famines, pestilence. We got people dying of bad diseases. We got bad stuff going on all along. Well, tell me, my friend, what do you think that is? That's judgment. That's judgment. Now, I'm telling you what, my friend, God is showing us that we're living in an unsafe place. See, where are you? Your life is just hanging by a very thin thread.
Amen.
We like to think that we're gonna live a long time and just enjoy life. Listen, the real life we need to find is the one God's got for us. Yeah, and it don't have all the thorns and things in it. Don't have all the heartaches and sorrows. Listen now, it says, and nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. O house of Jacob, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord.
Amen.
I think that's what we've been exhorted to do all week. Well, how can you walk in the light of the Lord? Well, one thing you got to do is you got to turn toward Him.
Amen.
And you got to amend your ways. And we've got to seek Him according to His will.
Amen.
And really, let's see. What's it say over here? Here's a good place to go. The first Psalm. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Nor not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
Yeah.
What do we got today? Well, we got a lot of everything just... the ungodly, the seed of the scornful, all that.
Yes.
All that. But His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law does He meditate day and night. And He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth His fruit in season.
Right.
See?
Right.
That's rooted.
Right.
Rooted. Now what did it say over there in Romans? Romans, I think it's chapter 11. He said, we've been grafted into this. We're saved.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
We've been grafted in to the true olive tree. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We got a root.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes. Yeah.
And the Word of God. And God has grafted us into this thing. And He told us not to boast against the natural branches.
Amen.
I'm not trying to boast against Israel.
No.
Oh, listen, friend. I tell you what we need to say is, oh, God, please help us be more worthy than they were. Help us do things worthy of keeping this. Help us keep this heritage for our children. They lost it for theirs. That Bible says God gave them a slumber of sleep. He gave them ears that they could not hear. Well, we need to get around this altar and say, oh God, give our children ears to hear. You know, I don't think God will hear us if our hands are defiled with blood.
Amen.
For walking contrary to His will, what we need to do first is get ourselves right. And then maybe God will hear.
Amen.
And maybe some more of our children can get saved. And I'll tell you something else. You know, we got some things going on today. I'd be careful to telling folks that have made professions and gone away, and I'm not trying to be mean.
Amen. Preach.
You don't tell them they're saved. You don't know that.
Amen.
You don't know that.
Amen.
Listen, I think it'd be better for them to fear the wrath and judgment of God than to be like He said down here, soothsayers.
Yes.
Soothing the conscience of folk. Well, I think maybe you'll be all right. I'll tell you what.
Oh, what'd be that?
You don't know that. We don't know that.
Amen.
Who knows? God does.
Amen. You're right, preacher.
This Bible tells us to reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine.
Amen.
Listen, my friend, we don't need to accept those things. Now listen to what He said. Therefore, thou hast forsaken thy people. God's talking about thy people, Jacob, because they be replenished from the east. See? Where's our help coming from?
Mm-hmm.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall rise up with wings as eagles.
Yes.
I don't see how they do that down there. Well, God has started a work in us. And He's still performing it.
Yes.
Now, it doesn't look to me like He's performing a work in some of them other folks.
Right.
Isn't that right? Why would we give them confidence? And listen, them Philistines, they were just a bunch of soothsayers. Kind of sounds to me like some of this mess we got today.
Yeah.
Soothing people's conscience over. I'll tell you what, don't soothe them over. Don't try to make them comfortable one bit.
Amen.
Make them fear.
Right.
Amen.
They better.
Preach, brother.
Fear is the beginning of wisdom. That's what will please God.
Amen.
Say, fear Him.
Amen.
Let's see what we got here. Let's see, now here's what we got today. Psalm 90. Verse 3. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but yesterday, as yesterday, when it is past, and as a watch in the night. You know what that means? They don't affect God. He changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yeah. Same God. Listen, if we weary God, it's going to be with our ungodliness and our unacceptable ways. We can weary Him that way, but not because He's tired. He might be tired of dealing with us. But anyway, thou carriest them away as with a flood. And they are as asleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up. And in the morning it flourishes and groweth up. And in the evening it is cut down and withereth. That's what we are. We're just like the grass. Is that right? Listen. One generation rises up, has its day, and it perishes. Where the tree falleth, that's where it's going to stay. Boy, I tell you what, men die lost, they're going to stay lost. You can't pray folks out of hell. You can't say, well, Daddy hated the church all his life, and then when he got on his deathbed, he prayed a little bit. Maybe he's all right. Tell you what, that ain't very good testimony. I know some people with testimonies like that. Well, I'd like to think. Listen, we ain't trying to like to think what we want. We're here to warn men. We're here to tell people, don't go there. Don't comfort your children in a false profession. Tell them to come out of that mess. I'm going to tell you what, my friend. Sometimes you and I might think, well, looks like God's dealing with him. Sometimes God is dealing with everybody. Listen. For we are consumed by thine anger. What's going on? Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot more kids than just mine being consumed by God's anger. Is that right? That's right. Listen, there's people going through heartaches and sorrows all through the land. That ain't no sign they're saved. That ain't no sign God's kind of dealing with them. Well, He might be dealing with them as far as judgment goes, and because of sin. Is that right? Boy, I can remember a few things in my lost life. Didn't make me feel like I was saved. It made me feel like I was lost. Because I was lost. See?
Amen.
Listen. For we are consumed by thy anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. And thou hast set our iniquities before thee, and our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. Amen. Boy, they don't nothing escape God, does it?
Right.
What we need to do is just come down here and confess it. At the altar of grace, come down here and weep bitter tears over it. I tell you what. You know what's kind of scary is Esau.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
He saw it carefully with bitter tears. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know no other way to find out.
Amen. Amen.
Consumed. Listen. For our days are passed away in thy wrath, and we spend our years as a tale that is told. That's what we're doing.
Amen.
Ain't it? Oh, what came upon me? Oh, just like a tale that's told. From one calamity to another. One disaster to another. Is that your life? You don't have to be. Listen, you know what God can do? He can take your life. He can hedge it up. Listen, He can give you some straight paths to walk in where He can send you some blessings. Doesn't mean you won't suffer. Doesn't mean you won't be persecuted or afflicted. But I'll tell you one thing, you won't be consumed away because of the wrath of God. And I'll tell you another thing, it's going to bring some fiery judgment upon the enemies of God.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
You know, that's what God does. God loves His people. I'll tell you what, they might have stoned Stephens. But it was worse for them than it was for Stephen.
Amen.
Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah, God rejected them. And I'll tell you what. Stephen could look up and see the Lord Jesus Christ standing there. And you know what he said? Father, forgive him. And boy, it sounds like me. He was at peace.
Yeah.
You know, problems is sometimes we ain't got no peace. Oh, trouble comes, we ain't got no peace. Problems happen, we ain't got no peace. I'll tell you what, it'd be nice to have some peace, wouldn't it? God can give you some peace that passes understanding. Yeah. He wants to. He wants to. Listen, we're living our lives as a tale that's told, and people are doing things that are wicked and depraved, and we don't have any business telling them they're all right. Is that right? What we need to do is warn them that they're out of God's will, and they better seek the Lord while He can be found. Listen. Ephesians chapter 5. Oh, I know saved people make mistakes too. David did.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, if you can continue in sin,
yep. Amen.
Go on for years.
Yep. Preach, brother. Right.
I'm not gonna tell you, well, maybe they're saved. Maybe they'll be all right. You better search that out.
Amen. Yep.
There is such a thing as getting your conscience set over with a hot iron.
Amen.
Yes.
Tremble.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Ephesians chapter 5. Be therefore followers of God as dear children. Instructions to us.
Yes.
See? And walk in love as Christ also hath loved us. Now I'm telling you, I'm doing this out of love tonight.
Amen.
I'm not trying to be mean.
No,
boy, I'll tell you what. We better tell our children the truth.
Yeah.
Don't be soothsayers. That's that First Baptist junk.
Yeah.
Rededicate your life. Why do you want to rededicate something that didn't work the first time?
Yeah.
Get at the altar of grace.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
I think that's right. Don't you?
Yeah.
Listen. And walk as love as Christ also hath loved us and given Himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor.
Amen.
But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become a saint.
There you go.
And if it is, repent of it. If it is, get out of it.
Amen.
You know, it's one thing to come out of it. It's another thing to say, I ain't coming out of it.
You're right.
Now listen. Listen. As become a saint, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know.
There you go.
This you know.
I know it is.
That no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God.
Amen.
Now that's Paul talking to us, except for my kids. No, that's not what he said.
Amen. Amen. Come on.
My kids too.
Yeah.
Your kids. My kids. Listen, what did he say? Let no man deceive you with vain words.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. See? Well, Brother Ralph, you really don't know if they're saved or lost. I really don't. But I'd rather try to get them on the right side of the fence than the wrong side.
Yes. Amen.
And they're bringing forth fruits that shows they're on the wrong side.
Amen.
Not the right side.
Amen.
You know, that seed that was sown brought forth some fruit. Some of it endured for a little while.
Amen.
That wasn't the good.
Amen.
See? What are you doing? I'm trying to get people in the right place to seek the Lord. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to listen. It ain't a shame to miss the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? It ain't a shame if you'll come up here and confess it. See? And I'm trying to draw a picture and a conclusion here. Boy, I'll tell you what. See, Beulah Land, that's a beautiful place.
Amen.
I like to think about it.
Amen.
But we ain't going there without judgment.
Amen.
And we ain't going there without walking in the Lord's pathways. We ain't going there without submitting to His will.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Well, so-and-so's in a better place. I don't know if they are or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they made a profession a long time ago. What did they do after that?
Yeah.
See?
Amen.
What did they do after that? And listen, I know, well, Brother Ralph, you ain't been perfect. I know I haven't.
Amen, brother.
I've asked the Lord to forgive me. I want to draw closer to Him and do better for His name's sake,
amen,
just as much as anybody. But if you ain't trying,
yeah,
if you ain't trying, yeah, what am I supposed? Why am I supposed to think that you got something? See, okay. Let me just go on. It says, "For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience." They're just little bitty old sins. They're just carnal sins. I'll tell you what, that's not what that said. God's angry with the wicked every day.
Amen.
Listen, I don't want people to get comfortable thinking, well, if I do die, I'm not going to hell. I hope not. But I'm telling you, I'm not going to give you no confidence in it.
Amen.
Isn't that right? And I think, my friend, some of this stuff has crept in. Don't you?
Amen.
Yeah. Because it was my kids. Because it was so-and-so's kids. Listen, we don't need to be respecters of men's persons. We need to get this right.
Amen.
And of course, listen to what he said over here in Jude. What did he say over in Jude? Well, I'll tell you what he said. Jude 4, "For there are certain men crept in unawares." Now, I'm not accusing anybody here, but I'm warning us. We need to be careful. What are these men doing? Listen, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what some of those folks are doing.
Yep.
That's what they're doing. Now listen, lasciviousness, one, lust and lewdness, disregard to any boundaries. Lasciviousness, that's the definition. Or rules or standards, unrestrained. I know about you, but when the Lord gets a hold of you, He puts the chains of love on you. Isn't that right? He directs you. He chastens you. That doesn't mean God... people are always going to do right or perfect. You can be angry and sin. You can get caught in gross sin if you're not careful. But I think God will show it up on you. He did on David.
Amen.
And He'll do it to bring you out of it.
Amen.
Not leave you over there. You know, I'm ashamed of America. I see so many wicked things going on, and we got wicked lewdness in the politics in Washington, D.C. And rather than just reprove it and get rid of it, they want to publish it all over the place. I don't want to hear anything else about it. It's wicked, and they need to get that man out of there. Instead of publishing it on TV and stuff, all these gossip rags and stuff they call them, news organizations, it's perverted. God said rebuke it.
Amen.
They ain't even going to rebuke it. That tells you all they're really wanting to do is make a scandal in a show.
Yeah, brother.
That ain't why we're here tonight.
Preach.
It's a shame to talk about the things that is done of them in secret. Rebuke it. Reprove it. Turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. That's really what's going on.
Yep.
That's what's going on. Now I'm telling you, They ain't catching God unawares. They might fool us, but they ain't fooling God.
Amen.
Is that right?
That's right.
They ain't fooling us. Amen.
You and I, you know, we're living in a nation that disregards God's judgment on so many things. You can find all kinds of liberty down here. Civil liberties.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what that means. You can be lawless. That's what that means. You can live like the devil, and it'd be against the law for me to say something about it.
Yeah.
And they call that freedom. That ain't freedom.
Amen.
That's lasciviousness.
Yeah. Yes.
That's immorality.
Yeah.
That's perversion.
Right.
You know what? God is not going. Why is our nation being judged?
Right.
I'm afraid we put the standard so low.
Yeah.
We've turned so lasciviousness until God says, I'm not having that mess anymore.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. I'm not going to bless them. What will our leaders say? Well, we can't drill for oil. We can't supply our own needs for energy. And we can't raise up a workforce in our nation. We got to let some illegal aliens come in here and work.
Amen.
It's stupid.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's our wisdom. We're going to put 42 million people on welfare. And let a bunch of illegal aliens come up here and do some work because they won't do it.
Amen.
You're right.
What the Bible says. Can't eat, can't eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to do that kind of work. Listen, friend, I got to do all kinds of work I don't like all the time.
Amen.
And pay my taxes.
Right.
Amen.
Preach.
Sometimes I hear people say, I don't want to do that. Well, I don't want either, but I'm going to do it.
Amen.
It's my job.
Yeah.
I don't like that kind of work. I don't like it either, but that's my job. I got to do it.
Amen.
You got to take the good with the bad. Either that or find something else to do.
Yeah.
Maybe you can go draw welfare.
Yeah. Amen. That's what's happening.
See, if there's I got a greater blessing than what I'm doing than what you're getting at.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
Amen.
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 This wicked outfit today, my friend, that thinks that somebody owes them something, and then they want to lay around and have babies without daddies.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And spend my money to eat.
Yeah. Amen.
Whose money it is? Our money. Yeah. To feed them babies that they don't even care about raising godly. And they'll let them run down and rob a store. That's what happened in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some little 15-year-old boy went in with a gun to rob a drug store. Now, you listen to this. Went in there to rob it. The guy at the drug store shot him and ran outside, chased another one outside. Came back in, shot him a few more times. You know, that's probably excessive. But he come in there and stuck a gun in his face. They got the owner of the store for capital murder.
Yeah.
They did.
They sure did.
Boy, you talk about calling evil good. And that boy's parents are going to sue. They're going to sue.
Sure they
are. Yeah. What a shame and a disgrace.
Amen.
We're so crooked, we can't even tell that woman that her son was a wicked little boy.
Amen.
And he was black. I don't care if he was white.
Amen.
But he was black. You know what's wrong today? They don't even want to tell you what color people are sometimes.
Yeah.
They might be violating somebody's rights.
Yeah.
Tell them what color, what race.
Right.
Where did they come from? Well, that was an illegal alien from Mexico. Come up here and raped some white woman. And he was selling dope.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to ship him back to Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how they do it. And they come back in the next wave. That's how they do it. Well, Mexico don't want us prosecuting their citizens. Don't let them come up here then. And I'll tell you another thing, what's wrong? We're not punishing criminals.
Amen.
We're not putting wicked men away. I'm talking about executing.
Amen.
And the heart, their hearts are set to do evil. And they get inside there and tattoo themselves up. And of course, I know a lot of them could whoop me. That's all right. It's all right. God's going to whoop them one of these days.
Amen.
God's got some chains for them.
Amen.
God's going to bind them one of these days.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, He's going to turn them to the hell they hadn't shunned.
Amen.
You know, I ain't against the prison ministry, but I'll tell you what, some of them people are already too far gone. By the time they get down there, you know why? Because all they do is slap your hand for 20 years, and then finally they say, well, we're just going to ship you on off. About that time, you're so wicked.
Yeah.
You know, you already murdered somebody, and they just can't prove it. Already been through some drive-bys. That's how they do things. Maybe I'm getting off the subject. Is that a sign we're
yes.
We're going the wrong way. Our nation is being turned toward reprobation. We've lost the blessings of God. We've lost the hedge. Oh yeah, I think God hedged us in. He kept some things safe before. These people used to reverence the name America. They did. I don't think they do anymore. I think they laugh. Kind of reminds me of Israel.
Amen.
It don't mean anything. Don't mean anything. Well, sometimes that's the problem too. A lot of things don't mean anything because we make it too easy. Make it too easy. So let's go to Hebrews. I know I'm jumping around here a little bit. But what's going on? Listen, my friend. We wouldn't walk toward the blessings of God, what are we going to get? The curse.
Amen.
We're going to get the curse of God. And we're not looking for a city whose builder and maker is God.
Right.
No. We want to go to Los Angeles, New York City, Dallas. Yeah. I tell you what, I'd a lot rather go to Beulah Land, wouldn't you?
Amen.
Listen, I'd rather look for a city whose builder and maker is God. That has foundations. Hebrews chapter 11.
Amen,
it talks about, says, by faith Abraham, verse 8, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance. Now this is a figure of getting saved.
Right. Yep.
It's exactly what that is. God calls you out.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you what. When God saved me, I didn't feel like He was going to leave me right where I was at. He wanted me to move. Yeah, He wanted me to change sides. You ever feel that way? Listen, God wanted me to turn from sin, from the world, to the Savior. Didn't He want you to do that? Yeah. Of course, I know we say, well, brother, we hadn't always walked straight. I know it. God knows it. God knows it. But thank God He's merciful. Thank God He's long-suffering. Thank God He's forbearing. And listen, I think that God chastens His kids. The Bible teaches that. Let me just read on. Here it says, after he should receive for an inheritance, he obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. See, we're supposed to be walking in some things. We hadn't received it all yet. But we're walking in these promises. That's what Abraham was doing.
Amen.
We're walking in the promises of God tonight.
Amen.
Isn't that right? We're singing about Beulah Land. And listen, we ought to be able to see it by faith.
Amen.
Isn't that right? We ought to be able to see it by faith. And now listen, he sojourned. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with them of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. See? Wonder who told him about it. God did. Isn't that right? God promised him a city. God's promised us a city. See? Where do you want to go? Where do you want to live? You better decide. Amen. You know, a lot of people are satisfied right where they're at.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about you, but I think there's something a lot better. A lot better. Oh, yeah, you can get a lot down here, and it's corruptible.
Amen.
Matter of fact, a lot of people think they're holding on, they're waiting to get something real big, and it's gone.
Yeah.
We got a city whose builder and maker is God. Listen, He's preserving and keeping this. He's preparing for a day and an hour. The Lord Jesus Christ has appeared once to bring in eternal salvation and to prepare people.
Amen.
Yeah. To inherit those promises and fulfill the Word of God. Said, for he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. You know what Abraham and Sarah did? They had a bond son. A son by a bondmaid? Yeah. They tried to create an heir. Tried to make him a saved man. God said he's not the promised son. I'm not going to accept him. I'm not going to bless him. Yeah. You know, sometimes maybe we're trying to save the wrong person. Maybe they're still in bondage. What we need to do is get them to come to the Lord and be saved and born again. Then they can be a child of promise. God promised some things, didn't He? He promised us some things. If He saves us, what's He do? He said, I'll create in them a new heart. I'll give them a new spirit. They shall all know Me from the least to the greatest. See? A clean heart, too. Clean heart. It says, through faith also Sarah received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. See? You know what we need to do for some of this stuff? Judge God faithful. Is that right? Get rid of that bond child. Tell him he's rejected. And listen, tell him the only one God's going to accept is a son of promise.
Amen.
So, amen. The only child God's going to receive is the kind He gives.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes.
How would you like to be a child of promise?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
How would you like to be a miracle?
Yes.
That's what He was.
Yes.
He was a miracle.
Yes.
Isaac was a miracle.
Yes.
They were past the age of bearing. It was out of their power to do that.
Yes.
Out of my power, too.
Yep.
Oh, I tell you what, I can't save anybody. I just preach to them, warn people, compel them, warn them, and try to get them to open their eyes and see this world's on fire.
Yeah.
It is. This world's on fire. God's fixing, my friend. I'm afraid God is fixing to bring some things down on us, and one of them might be a shut door.
Yeah.
You know, Esau.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did Esau do? He despised the birthright.
Yeah.
He despised the birthright. You know what God did? Cut him off.
Amen.
He did. Cut him off.
Yes, sir.
I don't want them to cut our kids off, you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Help them. Maybe we got some that already have. I don't know. You know what? If they have, it's sad. It's sad to think about. But I'm still glad I'm saved. Yeah. Oh, I got lots of friends. I wish they'd say they're not. I'm still glad I am. Is that right?
Yeah.
Listen, if God ever saves you, of course I'm talking about old friends, and I know what Brother Jamie is saying, you know, but if God ever saves you, He's going to give you a family.
Amen.
Yeah. He's going to give you a new family, some new friends.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Some people with like precious faith, and people that really care about you, they're not like your friends. They won't steal your stuff.
Amen.
Yeah. They won't lie and cheat on you.
Amen.
Isn't that right? We're supposed to love one another as Christ also loved us. Yeah. And listen. It said, therefore, sprang there even of one, him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude. We know the story there. Let me just move on. Here to chapter 12. Chapter 12. Of course, you know, Beulah Land. Boy, I'll tell you what. When the lion is going to eat straw like the ox. When a child is going to be able to sit on the adder's den. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
The lion will lie down with the lamb?
Yep.
Huh?
Yep.
Boy, we don't see that here. Well, I tell you what, you go to one of these zoos, you better look out.
Amen.
Those are wild animals.
Yep.
They'll kill you. A lot of people kind of get the feeling that they can walk up and pet some of them things.
Mm-hmm.
They're close to nature, you know.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. They're nature's dinner. That's what they are. Listen, that bear would have you for lunch. Anyway, let's go to chapter 12 and verse 12 says, wherefore lift up the hand which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed.
Yeah.
Right? That's what we're trying to get healed this week, ain't we?
Yeah.
We're trying to get healed from lame things.
Yeah.
See? You know what? It takes a little while, don't it?
Yeah.
You got to work at it.
Yeah.
It's not going to just happen. You know, God, the Holy Spirit didn't just fall on me and save me one day.
Amen.
God dealt with my heart. He let me look at some things in life.
Yep.
And listen, He gave me a burden before I ever got close to the altar.
Amen. Yeah.
You know one thing He made me see? That I was an alien.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't one of God's people.
Yeah.
You know why a lot of people don't come back? They're aliens.
Amen.
They don't have appetite for this.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
They don't desire it. What's that mean? They're alienated from it. From the covenants of promise. Isn't that right? I tell you what, I'm a lot more comfortable if people have a shipwreck. Boy, you search that out real good. Don't you just come back.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Now, I know the Lord knows them that are His.
Yep.
But what good is it if it ain't no good?
Amen.
It ain't no good. Right?
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Okay, let's read on. It says, He said, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Boy, you know, I think about my life and think, you know, maybe some of my problems sometimes talking to folks, maybe I wasn't holy enough.
Amen.
Do you ever think about that? Maybe they had a hard time seeing the Lord.
Amen.
Doesn't mean I wasn't saved. But what did the Scripture say? Be ye holy, for I am holy.
Amen.
Yeah. Said, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled, lest there be a fornicator or a profane person as Esau. Now, I know we don't like to compare ourselves with that, but the Scripture does. See? I'm not telling anybody that they can't get saved. See? I don't know. God's the judge of that, isn't He?
Amen.
I'm not judging it. God is.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? Who for one morsel of meat sold His birthright. Yeah. You know, sometimes you and I give in to some things pretty cheaply too, don't we?
Amen. Yeah.
For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you tonight, seek it carefully. If you're here and lost, if you don't know where you stand before God, listen, seek it carefully.
Amen.
Now I'm telling you, there's not much time. Is that right?
Yeah.
We're running out of time.
Yeah.
I think the Lord is shutting the door. And of course, God gives everybody a space and time to repent. If we're living at the end of the age, that's not an excuse.
Amen.
That's why we've been down here laboring all week. I think some people got under conviction. Myself.
Amen.
I hope they'll continue to seek the Lord. Now listen to what he says. I like this. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice that they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more. Boy, I'm glad we didn't have... Now, I know somebody said, well, you always go by Sinai before you go to Calvary. Now, I believe God sends the law out to you
Amen.
And convicts your heart. But I'm telling you, we didn't have to do what they did.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a better covenant, better promises, a more sure word of prophecy, a better mediator, a better high priest.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Listen, we got better things.
Amen.
Seek Him. Seek the Lord. Come to the place. Listen, He can be found if you seek Him. Listen, He's nigh unto us, even in our lips, as the Bible says. The Word of God is nigh thee, even in your mouth. That's the Word that we preach. See? You don't have to go out into that kind of wilderness. You got to seek God with all your heart. Is that right?
Yes.
It says, for they could not endure that which was commanded, and so much as a beast touched the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But ye are come unto Mount Zion.
Yes.
See? That's... And unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. Listen, Jesus Christ is Lord and Christ.
Amen.
He's got a name higher than the kings of the earth. God has ordained Him to rule over the nations. And He's going to rule from Jerusalem.
Amen.
Not the Jerusalem we know. The one He's going to make.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Listen, He's going to have a holy throne over there.
Amen.
They're not going to be fighting wars over that thing anymore.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
To the general assembly of the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant,
Amen.
To the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. You know what? God can forgive us for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah. He supplied the blood. You know, John said, my brethren, see that you sin not, but if you sin, we have a propitiation.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus Christ. It's a propitiation for our sins and not our sins only, but the sins of the whole world.
Amen.
Your sins too. Listen, there's not anything else to come to the altar with except your sins and that blood. Is that right?
Amen.
Yeah, you bring your sins down here. You come down here confessing.
Amen.
You come down here pleading through the blood of Jesus Christ
Amen.
That God would have mercy on you for Christ's sake. Because He's come. He's come to take away sin. He's come to blot out our transgressions. He's come to get our iniquities pardoned. See, that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven.
Amen.
Him that speaketh from heaven. Listen. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken as the things that are made, and that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. A lot of people don't like to preach that kind of God.
No.
You know, there's a fellow running around saying there ain't no hell. Oh, well, that's something we made up. That's something that God spoke about in His Word.
Amen.
God's going to turn the wicked into hell with all nations that forget God.
Amen.
Listen, God's not going to have mercy in the end, that when He sits on His throne and every island flees away from Him, there's no place found for them.
Amen.
The dead, small and great, are going to stand before Him, and He's not giving out mercy.
Amen.
He's not giving out grace.
Mercy,
He's giving out judgment upon the dead, and they're going to taste the second death.
Amen.
They're going to taste that second death. And they shall not escape. They'll not escape. How should we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? How will our kids escape if we neglect it? How are they going to be saved? What are we going to leave behind for them? How are your loved ones going to get saved? And I'll tell you what. There's something we can leave behind. I think somebody left something behind for us, didn't they? Yeah. Somebody left something behind for us. I'm going to close there, brother. So what are you looking for? Are you looking for a city as builder maker of God? Or are you looking for something down here?
Amen,
our earthly kingdom.
Amen.
It's going to perish. Brother James.
Yeah. Thank you, Brother Ralph.
Well, we praise God and preach the Word. As far as I know, according to this Word, the ministry of reconciliation is still committed unto us.
Amen.
We beseech you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. If you're on any terms with God tonight, the Lord made you know that. Why don't you seek? Reconcile means to be made on any terms.
Amen.
We brought